Good morning. This is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll go over some gardening tips along with covering all the upcoming events being held right here in McPherson County, like tomorrow's McPherson County Farmers Market or our annual pre-plant wheat school, which is coming August 23rd. But now, for today's Did You Know, that we are now accepting applications here in the McPherson County Extension Office for a new Family and Community Wellness Extension Agent. This position will provide primary leadership for the development and implementation of research-based educational programming to build healthy, sustainable communities, families, and individuals. Programming will be conducted with volunteers, other community vitality, and family and consumer science professionals at a local, regional, and state level. Programming may include, but is not limited to, strengthening families and individuals, building community capacity, family and community health and wellness, and local volunteer development. Applications will be accepted until August 25th. So if you are interested in joining our local team and becoming an agent, or you just know of someone that might be a good fit, please call us here at the Extension Office to get all the details for the Family and Community Wellness Extension Agent. Our office currently hosts two agents, a 4-H Youth Development and an Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent, a Program Assistant, and two office professionals. K-State University is an equal opportunity employer. All applicants will receive consideration for employment without regard to race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, age, national origin, disability, or status as a protected vet. First off, I would like to congratulate all the 4-H'ers in their success at the 4-H County Fair last week. I also want to say a big thank you to all the sponsors and all the volunteers that made this year's 4-H Fair a successful event. In my gardening news, Kansas heat may be slowing tomatoes from ripening. Kansas gardeners may need a little more patience if finding that their tomatoes are slow to ripen this summer. The recent heat may have caused the plants to go into the survival mode, a time when it instead concentrates on moving water. The hot weather we have had recently not only interferes with the pollination of the flowers, but it also affects how quickly the fruit ripens. The best temperature range for tomatoes' growth and development is 85 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit, and we all know that we have been above that, thus causing fruit development to slow to a crawl. Tomato color can also be affected by heat. When tomatoes rise above 95 degrees, red pigments don't form properly, though the orange and yellow pigments do. This results in orange fruit. It doesn't affect the edibility of the tomato, but often gardeners want that deep cherry red color back. To help tomatoes ripen to a bright color red, gardeners should pick during the breaker stage or at the point when they are just about to start turning the color. Remember, once cooler temperatures arrive, tomato flowers will resume setting fruit. In my farming segment, I do have the results from the different varieties of wheat at the three different McPherson County wheat test plots. You can stop by and pick up the results, or you can continue to give us a call at the office with your email address, and we'd be happy to send the results to you. I want all the wheat producers to mark on their calendars for the pre-plant wheat school, which will be held August 23rd at the First United Methodist Church here in McPherson. Please plan to attend the free meal and come listen to the K-State wheat specialists talk about wheat diseases and concerns and learn about ways to improve our wheat planting this fall. Call the Extension Office to RSVP. And remember to come visit the McPherson County Farmers Market this Saturday in the Round Top on the 4-H Fairgrounds. You can check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. Each Saturday morning from now through October, the Farmers Market will be open from 7:30 till noon right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds. Come meet all the different vendors that bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the Farmers Market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish you a safe and good Friday.